Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Encore is French for repeats. But we're using French because we're trying to class up the show. Anything to class up this show. Also, Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Download that River Network app and then click River Talk. All right, so there is that. Now, look, by the way, if you want to understand or get a better sense of just how stupid the women are on The View, and The View is simply Disney, the woke Disney conglomerate that has just destroyed its brand and destroyed some of the brands that it owns, like ESPN and ABC, and The View is simply Disney. All this woke crap. But if you want to appreciate just how stupid all of this is, the DEI stuff, on The View, they have crazy women who are utter leftists, and they're, you know, the right gender, and they're the right color, and they're the right this, they're the right that. They all hate Trump. They all hate MAGA Nation, which means they all hate me, and more importantly, they all hate you. But they're really stupid. I mean, really, really stupid. Here's a great example of that. This is a Sunny Hostin, who my sources tell me is actually a lawyer of some sort, saying that the January 6th supposed insurrection, which was simply the government insurrection, was the worst thing that happened in this country, like, ever. And one of the examples that she uses, and see if you can pick up on this, because a lot of people, when they see the clip and they make comments, they don't even realize how stupid she is when she says this. She's using the example of January 6th as saying that this is one of the worst things that ever happened in American history, and then she cites several different things. Pay attention. You gotta listen carefully and see if you can spot the stupidity, the abject stupidity of this DEI hire.
I think we need to find moral clarity, you know, in this country. And I just remember after January 6th, you had someone like Mitch McConnell placing the blame on January 6th where it belonged, squarely on Donald Trump's shoulders. Mm-hmm. And then you started seeing people backtrack that, mm-hmm. and losing their moral center. You had Condoleezza Rice, I believe, on this very show saying, you know, we need to move on from January 6th. Mm-hmm. I say no, you don't move on, because January 6th was an atrocity. It was one of the worst moments in American history. And when you think about the worst moments in American history, you know, like World War II, things that happened, you know, like the Holocaust, chattel slavery, we need to never forget, because past becomes prologue if you forget any race. I think we need
one of the worst moments in American history. Did you catch the big screw-up there? Let me play this for you again. Let me get halfway up here. Hold on. Here we
go. I believe on this very show saying, you know, we need to move on from January 6th. I say no, you don't move on, because January 6th was an atrocity. It was one of the worst moments in American history. And when you think about the worst moments in American history, you know, like World War II, things that happened, you know, like the Holocaust.
One of the worst moments in American history. The Holocaust. That's odd. I thought that's what the Nazis did in Europe. I didn't realize that was what the Americans did over there in Europe. One of the worst moments in American history. The stupidity of these people is unbelievable to me. It's absolutely unbelievable. I listened to that three or four times. You can't be that dumb. You just can't be that dumb. And the audience is going, oh, yes, yeah, right. We hate Trump. Everybody hates Trump. But you have to laugh at them. I mean, speaking of laughing at people, have you seen Channel 7? This was honestly, I did not know this. I'm not goofing on you. I swear to God, I did not know this. I'm aware of Snowbird because Channel 9 needs to do whatever it can to stay in business. So it's got to get different advertisers and say, oh, we're going to have Snowbird and we'll run all the school closings because nobody else can figure out how to get school closings anymore. So they're going to watch TV. It's like they've never heard of an iPhone or whatever, the internet. It's like, okay, fine, whatever. At least I know Snowbird. Time to retire Snowbird. Snowbird should fly south for the winter and stay there. I mean, it's old TV. It's old everything. But they're trying to stay alive. I get that. Until my current wife, Leslie, brought this to my attention a couple days ago, I did not know this existed for Channel 7. And remember, I first came to the Upper Ohio Valley in 97. December of 97, to be the morning host at then a big deal radio station that had switched from country to news talk, and they wanted me to be the lead dog, which I was, and it was a huge success and all that. That was when VA was actually good and had a good signal and everything. Now it's just this dying AM station that nobody gives a crap about. But from 1997 until a couple days ago, as God is my witness, I am not exaggerating, I'm not making this up, I'm telling you the truth. I'd never heard of Snowy the Snake. Apparently, this is the Channel 7 version of Snowbird. I'd never heard of this thing. When Leslie brought it to my attention, I thought to myself, this can't be real. It's got to be some artificial intelligence thing, Grok or whatever, that put this thing together. This cannot possibly be real. But apparently it is. For our Facebook friends here, there's the Channel 7 logo, and there's Snowy the Snake. Snowy the Snake says schools are closed tomorrow. Iowa County and more are added up and left the list, and there's Snowy the Snake. Of all the different animals that you could have to be equated with snow, a snake would be the last of them. There are no snow snakes, at least not that I'm aware of. And there's this snake. It looks like a constrictor and not a rattlesnake, with a cap and a scarf and God knows what else. And it's Snowy the Snake. This is what TV has come to here in the Valley. And it's like, really? A snake? for winter? Really? As God is my witness, I'd never heard of this thing. And I thought it was a goof. It couldn't possibly be real. They couldn't possibly be that stupid. You would have some sort of a winter-type animal. If you wanted an animal to go up against Snowbird or something like that, you know, you would have some winter-type animal, any type of winter-type animal. But a snake, they freeze. They're like icicles. What the hell's wrong? What is wrong with you people? Oh, my God. All right, so there's that. Make sure you download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here at the River Talk Radio Network. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the Audio Path of totality. And you can see the show on Facebook Live. We're doing a stream, and Facebook is loosening up again, finally, thank God. They've been throttling me and shadow banning me for years because I was one of the first, I mean, literally one of the first in the nation to say, this is a pandemic. This Fauci is a liar. I've read over his interviews. He contradicts himself all over the place. He's got a horrible track record. I don't believe this wet market thing about the bats in Wuhan or anything like that. And boy, as soon as I started talking about that, my views for my show, my Facebook live stream of my show, went from the thousands. Each show, thousands of views on Facebook, down to a few hundred. And I told Mr. Deep Pockets, the owner, local owner, actually, of the Ohio Midland News Group here, that something happened. I didn't know at the time that that's what they were doing, but that is what they were doing. Well, now, things are really loosening up. The fact checkers are almost non-existent, because the fact checkers were simply people trying to stop the truth from coming out. Shadow banning seems to be diminished greatly. Now I'm up to thousands of views again for my show, my Facebook live stream, where before it had been hundreds. And now Dana White's on the board of Meta, the parent company of Facebook. Dana White. We are so winning, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. Anyway, long story short, if you want to see the show, and I warn you right now, there's not much to see. There's a microphone. There's a struggling talk host who will never be confused for Brad Pitt or Zazu Pitts or a Peach Pit or much of anything else. And it's not pretty. Every once in a while, I'll put up one of these pieces of paper that I have, some topic, and I'll show it to our Facebook friends like this with Snowy the Snake. But there's really not much to see. So, but if you want to see it, then certainly feel free. And if you want to share it, again, feel free. I've got some more audio clips here for you, some wonderful, wonderful stuff. This was pretty funny.
I liked that. COVID.
Hold on a second. I screwed up already. Hold on. See what I mean about it being a train wreck? All right, fine. All right, so I loved... wait a minute. Hold on, I got the wrong... All right, here we go. I loved this one. This is Dana Carvey and David Spade talking about when they finally realized that Dimitri was right about the plandemic.
I miss COVID.
I know. Dude, you know what I knew? There was trouble when anyone that came to our country didn't have to get a vaccine. And I go, If you're telling me I can't go to work, but everyone coming in doesn't have to get one, I go.
Well, once we found out, when Fauci said, okay, I'm sorry, but if you've had two boosters and two vaccines, you can get and give COVID to another guy who's had five vaccines and four boosters. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a vaccine and a booster? I don't know. It's just more vaccine, but booster sounds better. Anyway, a guy with 25 vaccines would get and give COVID to another guy with 25 vaccines. That's why I'm introducing the daily COVID shot. Every day you get a shot. By the time you get to your car, you got no immunity. But it's a beautiful 39 seconds.
All right, that's enough. That's the lamest laugh. I've got a button here that actually says laugh. And if I push it, okay, I've got several. Let me pull back the curtain here. With my state-of-the-art podcaster board, which gotta cost several dollars, easy. I got these little hot buttons, and they set up little sound effects or audio clips. And one of them is applause. This is my studio audience, and here's what the applause sounds like with my massive studio audience. Thank you. No, please sit down. No, I don't need a standing ovation. They're gone. So there's that. There's one of my favorites whenever someone does not respond, and that's crickets. All right, that's enough. There's the Belmont Buzz. Whenever something is going on in Belmont County.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
From Jesus Christ Superstar. And then this laugh. Now, the others are pretty good, but the laugh, it's like... Ain't much of a laugh. I gotta say, I was hoping for some guffaws, some chortles, but this? No, I don't think that's doing it. And then there's this one last one that is kind of interesting. Whenever I have a bright idea, it's like... I don't play that too often. All right, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week. Looks like there are all sorts of problems in Wheeling with the homeless. Wow, what a shocker. We'll be talking about that right after the 8 o'clock news. Don't forget, with the miserable weather and the snow and the cold, the bitter cold. God, can you imagine what your house is going to be like when the power goes out, like today? Call Rich Herb Electric. Tell them Dimitri sent you. Buy that generator. I bought one for my house. One of the best decisions I have ever made. Herb Electric. The best.